greetings. So we are comfortable now. We're going to start a little different type of session here tonight. We're going to bring in what we call parallel lives to our own. Since 3D has the illusion of time, past, present, and future, all happens in the now. So we're having now experiences of all those lives simultaneously. Now that may stretch your mind a little bit, and that if you don't understand it, that's okay, you don't need to. The point is, what am I feeling now? I came to this call for a reason. I have this stress. If you put some feelings, single word feelings, around the stress that you are having, what would they be? Just your most dominating, hurtful feelings, what are they? Anger, fear, sorrow, betrayal, shame, unforgiveness, bitterness, compliance, strife, defilement, blame, hatefulness, anxiety. What are the feelings, there's many more, what are the feelings that you would wrap around the situation that you're experiencing in your life right now or in recent years? And just identify some of those feelings, and as you express them, notice in your own body where they're being activated, where you feel them in your own body, in the belly, in the heart, in the neck, in the back, in the toes, and wherever they are. They go many places. And just focus on those feelings. Just say them to yourself. What are the key feelings I'm having? And what's the situation that has provoked this more recently? Go and see and visualize that situation. Where were you? See the place you were in. What are the colors? The sounds? The smells? The taste in your mouth? What did you see and hear? Just see that scene and see it unfolding. And as you're doing it, notice again your body activating in certain areas as those feelings are being expressed to you. Well, now let's slide back to... Now, let's say you were someone who says, gee, I don't have anything. Nothing's coming up. Well, focus on a part of your body that has been stressful. Maybe you've got a knee problem or a hip problem or something in the heart or in the neck or wherever it is. Find that part of your body that is calling your attention. Okay, what part of your body is attracting your attention now? Pay attention to that part of your essence and what feelings are coming from it. What is that part of your body saying to you right now? Just listen to its feelings. What does it say? Does it feel sorrow, sadness, anger, rage, fear, anxiety, strife, wrath? What's it saying to you? And there are your feelings. And if you had an emotion and you went to those areas, you'd find those probably were the areas that were acting up. So you got a confirmation of those same feelings. So whichever method you identified, the feelings are being held in your energetic body, in your physical body. When that trauma happened, you stuffed those energies into areas of your body in a perhaps millisecond, but you did it. Even though your antagonist may have precipitated it, you are the one and the only one who could stuff feelings in your own body, which is great news. We're the ones who can then release them. So now let's traverse back to an earlier part of your life and as a child, maybe the first 10 years or so of life. Find a situation where those same feelings were precipitated. Perhaps mother or father. An incident occurred, and those are the feelings you invoked. See the scene. How old were you? Again, look at the surroundings. Were you in a room? What was the color? Were there drapes in the room? Furnishings? What are they? What were the sounds you heard? Was there any physical contact with your antagonist? What did you feel in your body? What are you seeing? And then engage all the senses and really see that scene being activated. And again, notice in your body where you're holding it. And put names on those feelings you're having. They'll be very similar or identical to the ones you've already examined. Now we're going to do something a little magical. We're going to invite you to bring in every life, parallel life, prior life, future life, current life, every situation where this set of feelings were invoked. Just bring them forward. You'll feel yourself surrounded by all those different lives you've had. Just let them come in. Invite them. Welcome them. Since they're all your lives, you have the right to do that. And they're in pain. From all those lives and experiences, some you may start to connect to. You might even have memories or flashes. Or you may not. That's okay either way. What's important is you invited all of those life experiences that had these emotional patterns to come forward now. I want you to just visualize all those bodies, all these different ages, different time periods, merging into one body. Right in front of you. Just have all those many, many lives, how many there are, just merge into one composite body right in front of you, facing you. And just again, reconnect and just start to connect to the feeling. Empathize with this kind of like another self, but it's really us. Just connect with these younger children, adults, whatever age you were. And just talk to this essence you've created now, this composite, and ask them, where does it hurt? And have them show you in their own body. Just have them touch their own body or have them reach out and touch yours to confirm where they're holding this stress. And then ask them, ask your other selves, what does that feel? What are the feelings you stuffed when you had those moments, those painful experiences? And share, empathize with them because you remember your own from this life, in your younger life. Now they're sharing the same experiences with you that they've had in their lives. And if they want to show you a glimpse of that life, have them touch your third eye with their finger. Ooh, and you'll get a flash of a scene that they want to share with you. And do it again for another scene. See the trauma of that. And all kinds of painful experiences, one by one, are being revealed to you. Just allow them to come forward gently. Don't force them or demand them. And if nothing really clear comes forward, that's okay too. But many of you will see some very dramatic and traumatic moments as you zip through life after life after life, both as male and female at different ages, different times, perhaps different countries, different planets. It matters not. But those energies that were encapsulated in each and every one of these is embedded within you, into your energetic fields, now into your physical body. And they're there to remind you there's still business to attend to. And that's why we're here. To release those burdens, to shed it, to move on, to learn a lesson from each of those lives, or the composite of all. Because if it didn't get solved in one life, it's reinstituted in the next, in the next, in the next, until finally we address it and learn the lesson and release it. So it's really the same lesson trying to be taught over and over, but we failed to learn, that's all. Now we're here to gain that wisdom. So as you reconnect, see that scene, just have one of them touch you again on your third eye, just above your, inch above your eyebrows and center of your forehead. And as soon as they do, just like E.T., bingo, that magic finger on your forehead, a scene pops into your awareness. And just follow it. Maybe there's a trail. Maybe you're not quite there yet. You have to walk a ways and just see that scene unfolding. Then you've, there, now you're coming closer and it's in a building. Open the doors and walk in. Or outdoor scene, observe it. And just see that other you as you approach. And see that younger you or other you going through that trauma, that hurt, that pain, and notice the feelings as you watch. What have you seen? Pretty ugly. And now have the next hand reach out and touch your forehead on the third eye. It will bring you to yet another scene on another era. And walk down that trail and be guided on your journey. And if it helps, it always does, bring in a guide on these journeys. Bring one in now to guide you. Maybe it's your guardian angel. Maybe it's an ascended master. Someone from the White Brotherhood who I will now invite to come forward. Ascended Masters, White Brotherhood, Archangelic Realm, please come forward and surround these wonderful beings with your energy and love, to expand their awareness and for complete and total healing on our session here tonight. And take whoever you choose, or a bird or an animal, on each of your journeys with the second finger on your forehead, on your third eye. Go to that scene and view it. Might be quite different. And feel and empathize with that younger self as they went through that trauma and that pain. But the pain will be very similar. In fact, as you approach the second one, what are the feelings that are coming forth from this scene? Single words: anger, fear, sorrow, bitterness, resentment, shame, rage, anxiety. Whatever comes forward. And you'll see a pattern, because all these lives were for the same purpose, to teach us one lesson, an important one, because it kept reoccurring. And I'll ask you a third essence to come forward and touch your third eye with their finger. and show you the third scene. Where is this one taking you? And how old are you here? Ask your guide to bring you to that scene now. And as it starts to gently unfold, this feeling calm and relaxed as you approach. And just notice what you notice. What do you see? What's taking form? What is coming to your attention? Notice the scenery around you. And you hear maybe some voices being attracted to a certain group or an area, and there you are. You see your younger self going through another ritual, another trauma. So once again, identify and empathize with that younger self. What are they feeling? What is happening to that youngster? See it unfolding. Is it physical? Is it emotional? Certainly that. Is it both? Again, feel it in your body. Where am I holding that energy? Most likely the same place. And any other scenes your combined essence would like to share with you, have them come forward, touch your third eye, and show you that scene. Go through the same experience. Approach it. See the younger self. Are you male or female? What age are you here? What is happening? Who's involved? What does it feel like? What does it smell like, taste like? As you observe your younger self and really connect with your heart to that younger self's experience. In any other lives that your higher self would like to share with you, just go and see them now. Go view that life. Have them bring them to you. Any others that were significant and they want to share with you. Now what we're going to do is to find the scene, the one that stirred your emotions the deepest. It may have been one in this life, as a child. Might have been in one of the parallel lives. Whichever one was most dominating, was most painful, was most hurtful, go to that one. And how old are you? If you're not sure, we're going to spin Vanna White has her wheel here. We're going to spin the wheel. We have magical numbers on there. Where that wheel stops will be the age you were in that most dominating life. So Vanna, please spin your wheel. Tick, 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 tick. What's the first number that came to your awareness? That's right. Just trust your heart. Just trust yourself on this. Whatever is revealed to you is correct. And now, let's spin again to be double check to see if we were male or female in that life. Tick, 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 tick. Did it land on an M or an F for male or female? And you can pretty well guess at the era where you're in, that dominating life, but let's double check here. Let's just spin the wheel and we'll have numbers randomly on there. That'll show you which parallel life this was. So let's spin the wheel here again, Vanna. Tick, 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 tick. A number appeared. And if it's a zero, that would imply this life. Any other number would be the number of that parallel life where this incident occurred. Okay. So go to that scene. It might be this life. Maybe another that has come forth and presented itself. I want you to really experience it. Get up close to that younger self. Really see that scene. See yourself struggling with this antagonist here. And what's happening? See the scene unfolding. Here, this young person is being victimized, harmed in some way, and identify the feelings that you felt. In single words, the top three right now that are dominating this scene, what are they? Now I want you to, in your current body, shrink it down, your mind's eye, eyes closed. That's right. And I want you to be the exact size of that younger self in that parallel life. Now jump, literally jump into that body. Feet in feet, body, torso, head, just arms, just jump fully and completely into that scene. Now you are in that life just as it happened, experiencing it in every aspect. Feel your heart pounding as it did then. Feel all the sensations as you are going through this horrific experience with your antagonist. And I promise this pain will pass very quickly, but first, really engage. The deeper you engage with it, the more powerful your life will change to the positive. So really connect to the feelings. Now you're in that body. You're feeling the physical things happening to your own body. You're feeling the emotions raging as you hear the words. Look in the eyes of the perpetrator. What are you feeling? What is your body feeling? What feelings are you stuffing into your body, and where are you stuffing them? Pay close attention. This is how it all happened. You put those in your own body with great intensity, great emotional charge. Feel that charge. Be with it. Feel it. Let it overwhelm your body. Again, what are those hurtful feelings? The top three. Say them. Be with them. Feel them. This is your child, that prior life experience, parallel life, crying out to you. Finally, someone is listening. Someone cares. And all your lives now are here with you, sharing this experience with you, because they went through it in their own way. But focus on this one as they go right along with you here. Be with it. Let your inner child cry out. And one more time, as all your lives together now are combining on this, adding their energy to this whole process, what are those hurtful feelings? Say them. Be with them. Feel them. Let them overwhelm all of you, all your essences, and go deep, deep into your child who's crying out, finally, someone is listening. Someone cares. Let those feelings rise to a peak. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Let it out slowly. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I am peaceful, calm, relaxed, safe, and at peace. You have a healing color for all these occurrences. What is that color? Breathe in. Inhale through your nose, that color. Bring it deeply into your heart center. You feel your heart tingling and vibrating with this high healing vibration, expanding out to your organs, gland, joints, bone, tissue, all tingling and vibrating in this high frequency of auric fields. And chakras opening, expanding, and vibrating in this high healing energy. Let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And take a moment and notice what you notice. Things have changed. Now look for any secondary feelings that has occurred from this incident. If there was much anger, you can perhaps feel sad right now, or similar feelings. So just identify what you're feeling now, fully and completely. Say what those feelings are, single words, and let's be with it and feel it. It's your inner child again speaking, those residual last feelings it wants to share with you. Again, what are those hidden feelings that are being shared now? Be with them, feel them, and draw on a breath again, bring it in to your heart center, hold it, let it out slowly. It happened, it's over, and I'm okay. It happened, it is over, I am okay. It happened, it's over, I am peaceful, calm, relaxed, safe, and at peace. Again, draw upon that healing breath, that colorful breath, bring it into your heart center. Feel your heart vibrating again in this wonderful healing energy expanding to your organs, especially those areas where there was some concern, flooding those areas and all the tissue and all the cells in your whole body with this wondrous healing energy out to your auric fields and chakras. And let that breath out slowly. Cleansing and healing. Now ask yourself, how did I want to feel at that time in that life I experienced that I was focusing on? How did I want to feel? Three feelings, perhaps loved, appreciated, respected, accepted, acknowledged, joyful, happy, efficient, productive. Find three words that describe exactly how you wanted to feel at that moment. Eyes still closed, build up to the upper right. And here we have in a puffy cloud, we have that one body, but behind it are all of the essences from those other parallel lives. But look deeply into the eyes and connect to your heart with the heart of that one and all that are behind, of course. Look into the eyes of that loving being, that younger you, and into that beautiful, loving heart. I'll suggest three words. You add the ones you've chosen. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am respected. Add your own. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am respected. Add your own. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am deeply respected. Add your own. Now draw on that healing breath, that colorful breath again. Bring it into all your essences, into their heart centers and yours. You're all one, of course. And float that younger you down on that puffy cloud, coming closer and closer to your heart center. And reach out and hug the one and all those aspects of yourself that have come along. And listen as they speak to you. And what is it they say? What message are they wanting to convey to you now? And what is your response to your other selves? In Prime Creator, God, being ever present, has a message for all your essences, that oneness of you. What is that message? And your response to Prime Creator. And now draw on that healing breath, that colorful breath again, bring it into your essence and into your heart center, and merge that wondrous color, that healing color, with Prime Creator's presence, his energy, the awakened selves, the younger selves, energy, your current self, awakened self, and merge them as one flowing, wondrous energy expanding out from your heart, out to your organs, glands, joints, out to your auric fields and chakras, and anything left in your body that isn't for your highest good can leave now. Yes, just leave now if you are not part of the highest good of this entity. and return to light. And take a breath again, inhale the beautiful, wondrous light, fill your body and your heart. Now let that breath out slowly. And now let's view that scene. And as you do now, you'll notice it's quite calm. Let's bring forth the antagonist, the one you saw in that vision. And put your hand on their heart as they face you, and bring behind them their lineage, their parents and the parents behind them, and all the way back, getting deeper and wider, all the way back to the galactic beginnings of all of this. And then draw on that healing breath, that colorful breath, bring it into your essence with unconditional love and deep compassion. Send it into the heart of that one. And just feel that energy lifting and lightening and cleansing that soul and their hearts and going back to the next layer and the next, cleansing and healing every one of those hearts like a white tsunami wave of healing going back deeper, deeper, all the way back. Cleansing as it goes. And then what returns to those smiling souls and hearts is a wave of gratitude rolling to each one of their hearts, rolling forward finally to the one into your own, and accept that as their thank you for the gift you have given them. And if there were others present during that scene, bring them forward now. Have them stand facing you, shoulder to shoulder. Line them up. And do the same. Bring in their lineage behind each one, all the way back to the galactic beginnings. Hand on the heart of the first. Feel the pain and agony in their lives that precipitated their actions against you. And go to the next and do the same. And the next. And the next. And you'll find the horrid things happening in their lives, why they acted as they did. And draw on that healing light, that colorful light, bring it into your heart center with unconditional love and deep compassion. And on your out-breath, one huge breath, send it into the hearts of all. Just see that wave rolling back, cleansing and healing every one of those hearts, raising their energies. Woo! Well done. Back deeper and deeper and deeper to the very end, the beginning of all of this trauma. And what rolls back in turn is a wave of gratitude for those happy, loving hearts who have been so grateful and are so grateful for the gift you have given them. Accept that into your own heart. And from your heart center, bring forth all those parallel selves and younger selves that have been hurt in the past and now heal. Bring them forth and have them face you and do the same. Draw upon that healing breath with unconditional love and deep compassion, and on the outpost, send it into the hearts of all those younger and parallel selves. Just feel that energy melting away any residual, any toxicity, any pain, just dissolving, floating away, dissolving back into light and love. Any internal entities are gone, back to light and love in the proper sequence. And what's left are some wonderful floating souls, light literally floating in air and being lifted into this high, high energy. And return them now to your heart center as part of you. Whenever there's a trauma and a pain of whatever magnitude it was, there's an equal or greater gift to be received now. Once you've made peace, as you have, the gift is unwrapped. The wrapping is removed, and what has always been there is finally revealed to you as a golden nugget. Reach in with your hand and pluck that golden nugget and hold it over your heart. palm open. And listen as it speaks to your heart. From all these many lives, the lesson is now being given. What was the lesson you've been waiting for now to listen and hear? Wow, been some heavy things coming in here, good things. And listen deeply again. There may be a second message as well that comes with this wonderful lesson. What is that? Really deep into your heart center now. Let's draw on that healing breath, that colorful breath. Bring it directly into your heart center and merge these messages and golden nugget deeply into your heart center, into your upper heart region. Just feel it vibrating there with this wondrous new positive energy expanding out to your organs, glands, joints, out to the auric fields, all of them, out to your chakras, feeling them all expanding and glowing and vibrating in this healing, wondrous energy. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. And drawing that breath again, that healing breath, bring it deeply into your heart center and turn your head to the upper right. And on the out-breath, that breath is your creative breath. See it touching and purifying everything it touches. Create a future of your design. Make it wondrous. You're the creator. You've always been. Create something wondrous. See yourself with those what seem to be challenges in life. See them now as simple opportunities to learn and grow. See those relationships, that energy not only in you, but all those you touch, vibrating into their lives. And see those wondrous relationships enhancing. And see prosperity flooding into your life with wise decisions and awakened and openness. And hear the song and the dance and the birds and the music and the trees and the water is purified. Create Wonderland as you would see it. We've created everything up to now. Let's create something fantastic. And now take your hand and scoop up that future. Just reach out and scoop it right up. Bring it over, hold it against your heart, and breathe in that beautiful, healing, wondrous breath and merge that future into the ever-present moment of now, deep into your heart center and upper heart region. And just feel it in there expanding out to your organs, gland joints, all your auric fields, chakras. And let that breath out slowly as you vibrate in this wondrous new moment of now you have just created. We are all creators. We always have been. Now we're remembering. And just breathe and be in this space. And you can return anytime by breathing in this wonderful, just say your color. Bring that light in. Breathe it into your heart center. Feel it emanating out, expanding all your auric fields and chakras, and let that breath out slowly. You can also speed this up by just saying my color. Seeing it come into your essence in an instant and doing all the processes by doing just snapping your fingers. In other words, say your color, snap your fingers. Color, snap your fingers. See the whole process cycling in an instant. See the color, snap your fingers. So whenever you're needing to, use this procedure to bring you back to this beautiful moment where solutions naturally come, energy rises, health improves, relationships improve, everything happens for the better. Okay. Well, let's get some feedback in this segment and how you did, perhaps what you discovered. Maybe you'd like to share your golden nugget, or if you had an interesting life you discovered or would like to share a little bit of that, the key feelings, the positive feelings, your golden nugget, star one puts you in the queue. If you feel you need a little touch-up from this incident, something didn't fully clear as you would like, star one as well. If you'd like to just bask in this wonderful space, just do so. And Joanne, is there anything perhaps you'd like to share with us?
I have really sweaty hands, and I went very deep on this one. And it was approximately 16 lives ago. I was a female. I was 13 years old. And I felt that I was in a outfit of pilgrimish but burlap. So it was a really long time ago. And I felt terror, I felt anger, and I felt incredible sadness. And I wanted to understand the situation, be happy, and be playful. And the message that I received was from my younger self was that I'm sorry that you had to watch this. And it was a burning. It was like of people. They were had done something that evidently the powerful thought was wrong, and this was their punishment. And my response was yes. And Prime Creator said destruction and killing solves nothing. People must have freedom. And my golden nugget was, humans are entitled to free will. Persecution is never just and will inhibit the perpetrator's evolvement.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty frightening.
Did you see more than one life flash during the...
I did. That was the most traumatic. The first one that I saw is I was a small Asian child. I couldn't tell if I was a boy or a girl. And I was about 3 years old. And I was taken away from my parents. And I was just heartbroken over it. And I was made to march around an island for a long, long time in what seemed like hot, just blistering sun. And then they told us that they were going to have us do something fun, and the fun thing was we didn't have to march anymore. They were going to teach us how to work on a plantation, and it was with pineapples. It was a pineapple plantation, and the tops of the pineapples had cut my fingers all over my hands.
Uh-huh.
And my third one was an Indian girl, and I was sitting cross-legged. I was about 8 years old, and I was sad. Someone had passed away, and I didn't understand it. I was incredibly bored and incredibly unhappy because I evidently had a lot of energy and just didn't get it and wanted to get on with my life. Like, why did I have to sit here for all these days because something happened to someone else? It was just a lot of confusion.
Wow. You've had some interesting lives, haven't you?
It was wild. I guess that's why I had sweaty hands.
and there may have been more as well that you didn't get to yet, but they were all invited in, and so they could all share in that release together simultaneously. So that was what was new tonight for those of you who've been here before. And I did a few little things different than you and I had done earlier, Joanne, but it seemed to flow very nicely. Let's see if others... Well, was there anything else, a golden nugget that you'd like to share or anything?
The golden nugget was about the persecution is never just and will inhibit the perpetrator's evolvement.
Okay, excellent.